We are Free Radio. I'm Dan Morrissey and Nathan Sykes is here.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good. It's been a year since we saw you. You did Free Radio Live in 2015.
Yeah, I did.
Since then, what's been going on?
Well, I've released an album, which is really exciting and feels strange to say because it's been 2 years in the making. I can't believe it's finally out there for everyone to listen to and hopefully enjoy.
I've written down the word finally at the start of my next question.
Yeah.
Finally, this album's out. Why has it taken so long? Has it been like a sort of a nice process to do, or is it a stressful OCD fine-tuning thing?
I think both, really. It's been a really nice journey kind of finding out who I am as an artist, because I think we all kind of, and I knew in particular who Nathan from The Wanted was, but I didn't really know who Nathan Sykes was as an artist. So finding out that was really cool. And then it very much turned into an OCD thing and a timing thing. I wanted to make sure that people kind of knew who I was as an artist before I threw an album at them. Not literally, obviously, that'd be horrific. I wanted people to kind of know or get a gist of who I want to be as an artist. So that's why I left it as long as I did. And I think it's quite rare these days that people go four singles into an album. But I've done it so people can, get a gist of what they're hopefully listening to.
Well, when you were on the X Factor results show on Sunday night, Dermot introduced you as one fifth of The Wanted, but 100% of yourself.
Yeah,
so absolutely. That kind of sums it up quite well, because you found yourself and this is you now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, especially being in the band for so many years, it was 5 years, I think, I was in the band. It's really nice to now just be an artist and be yourself and not worry about what anybody else thinks or what direction they want to take the music in, because we all had very different tastes in music. Like, one would want to start a whole playing band and do rock music, and then someone want to do like house music, and then I'd just be like, all right, whatever. So it's nice.
Your voice is quite kind of bluesy. It's quite old school, sort of slightly croony. So like in a pop band, which has been thrown together of basically people who didn't really know each other that well to start
of course.
It's going to be hard for everybody to get their own thing out there. So this is your chance now.
And I think it would be strange if a boy band was singing songs like I've now written for my solo music. Yeah. So you kind of understand that it is a collaborative effort when you're in a band. But now, as a flying soloist, I can just kind of do my own thing and I'm loving it.
Okay, so the album's called Unfinished Business. What is the business that you're referring to? Is this like kind of because your career didn't quite go how you wanted to originally?
No, you know what? I was very happy with how The Wanted went. Like, we had a lot of success with The Wanted. So I was really happy with that part of my life, but I was only 20 when the band decided to take a break, so it was very much a case of me being like, I always tell, especially kids when I go into schools and see like music departments and stuff like that, I'll always be like, look, never let anything or anyone get in the way of doing what you love doing the most. And I was like, I need to take my own advice. I was like, I've got more potential to fulfill, I've got more songs to write, I've got more to find out about myself, about who I am. So I was like, I've got unfinished business here.
When you put it that way, it's crazy, isn't it? You did so much before you were 20.
Yeah.
And that 20 is no real age at all. It's kind of insane that you did so much. You traveled the world, you did all these big gigs, you kind of lived the music life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you were even an adult.
Yeah, I've had the best time, and I'm still only 23 now. So I still feel really, really young. But it's just been a really amazing learning curve. I think for a lot of my friends as well, they're only just really getting their first jobs. And I'm like, I'm on my second music career.
They're just finishing uni or whatever, going, right, job time. And you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's like catch up, guys. Come on.
Right. The first song on the album is called Good Things Come to Those Who Wait. So that's kind of pertinent, isn't it? The single, the new one that's out, is called Famous.
Yeah.
On the surface, that seems to be about dating as a famous person. Is that where you're coming from with it? Or
to be fair, I think I did quite a bit of reworking on the track. So it wasn't specifically about that, because I want as many people to be able to relate to the song as possible. And it's basically just asking someone, what have I got to do to make you care about me as much as I care about you? What have I got to do for this affection that I've got for you to be reciprocated? That's a long word.
It's a good word. Yeah, we'll
great
write it down.
Word. So I just think it's it's really mostly about that. It's like, what have I got to do? Have I got to be more popular? Have I got to have more friends? Have I got to be famous? And I think that's kind of the underlying tone. But it did come from a moment where I was very much talking to someone when I was in the band, and then the band obviously broke up, took a break or whatever. And they stopped talking to me and I was like, it's all right, they'll call me when I'm famous.
When you say talking to someone, do you mean talking to someone?
Yeah.
As long as we're on the same page.
And it's not about anyone in the band, because then that would be weird. Yeah. just to clarify.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but would you ever date a fan, or has that kind of experience sort of put you off? It must be quite difficult.
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, I've never done it, but I wouldn't rule it out at all, because I think when I say the word fan, it just means they like your music.
Somebody who's met you because of your job, like someone who's kind of in the front row of a gig with a banner and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they'd
be that kind of fan. A really supportive partner.
Which is
great. I think that's a pivotal part of a relationship.
Okay.
Like a really important part of a relationship, supporting each other. So, I wouldn't rule it out, but it's never been an experience that I've experienced so far.
Yeah. It always seems to be, famouses always tend to date famouses, because I guess you're in the same circles and you're at the same parties.
It's very tough at the same time. Yeah. I think dating in general
can be even worse, I guess.
Tough. Because I think, especially with the amount that I'm fortunate enough to travel, I think if I was to get into a relationship now, I'd be like, oh, great, we're dating. I'm off on tour for 3 months. See ya. Yeah. So I think it'll be tough and slightly unfair. So I'm very much enjoying staying single at the moment.
Okay, single for now. Marvellous. You're in town for a record signing. That's quite an old school idea.
Cool, right?
Yeah. So were you physically signing CDs? Or
signing
is that how it works
CDs,
days,
signing vinyls. If anyone's got vinyl players, it's out on vinyl, which is awesome. I've always wanted to release a record on vinyl, but I don't think musically we could have quite done it with The Wanted. So now the music kind of lends itself to it. I was like, yes, let's put it on vinyl. That's incredible.
Yeah. It sounds kind of warmer on vinyl, doesn't it? People always go, it sounds better. I don't know if it sounds like quality-wise better, but it sounds a lot warmer.
Yeah, well, it's a dream come true.
Yeah.
And there's like an exclusive track on there that really is just made for being played on vinyl, which people are loving, which is incredible. So, I love seeing people as well. I love just having a chat with people. It's a very relaxed signing.
Yeah, there's a deluxe version of the album, which has got a version of Over and Over with Ariana Grande on it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Any other collaborations that we can look forward to on this or going forward that you got planned?
Yeah, well, there's a collaboration with G-Eazy on Give It Up, my last single before Famous. And he's awesome. He's a really, really nice guy. Obviously, there's the version of Over and Over Again with Ari on there. And I don't know.
Ari, that's a first name terms. Are you kind of chums?
I'd say we're on first name terms. Yeah.
Okay. A shortened first name terms.
Well, you know.
Nathan Ari.
Yeah. You know.
I see.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah, noted. So I think it's obviously, I love singing with incredible vocalists. I've been very lucky to perform with some really amazing vocalists, and obviously Ari is one of them. And I love what she brought to Over and Over Again.
Megan Trainor you did a performance with as well recently. She's kind of
in
got the
Birmingham.
Sort of. It was in Birmingham.
It was.
She's got a kind of 50s, 60s vibe to some of her stuff as well. Is that
phenomenal writer as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's more stuff to come from that relationship, or
potentially. I'm a big fan of Megan. I think she's great and very, very talented. I think in terms of collaborations, you never quite know what's going to come next, and if you're going to write a song that goes, oh, so and so is going to sound great on this, let's reach out and see what they're doing. You never really know. I think it depends. Like, you could be in a studio next door to someone and just be like, hey, let's write a song together today. So sometimes it is a lot more spontaneous than people think.
Okay. So what is next? Because you've kind of done all this in a weird order. You've toured, you've had singles out, and now the album's happened.
Yeah.
Normally the album happens and then the tour.
Yeah.
So have we got to wait another 3 years for another album?
No, not at all. I'm going to very much turn the next one around quite quickly. I think, well, that's the intention anyway. I've got a lot of songs. I'm one of them people that never stops writing, so I've got a lot of songs in my head that's ready to go, really.
Have you got like a back catalogue of pre-written stuff? Because I think it was Ed Sheeran had like 70 songs or something to go on an album.
I don't think I've got as many as that, but I've got quite a lot that now I'm very much settled with my sound. Obviously that I've created as a solo artist, I'm very happy writing within that sound. So it's just jotting stuff down that's ready to go into the studio to be produced up. But then I think I'm looking to tour as well. And just kind of having conversations about that at the moment. So next year is going to be incredibly busy, which I'm really looking forward to.
You're back?
Yeah,
effectively. Absolutely. Amazing. Yeah. Good news. Nathan, thank you very much for coming in. The album is awesome. It's out
thank
now.
Thank you so much.
Unfinished Business, the single Famous, is on it and out now.
Yeah.
Good luck with it all.
Thank you so much. Cheers.